The biggest change in the U.S. forecast today is the lack of cold air suggested for early to midweek next week. Yesterday's forecast suggested frost and freezes would impact hard red winter wheat country and portions of the soft wheat production area in the Midwest during the early to middle part of next week. Well, most of the model runs, in fact, three of them, since yesterday morning have suggested that, no, we won't see that kind of cold. And the models are going to continue to have a warmer bias, it looks like, even as we get into the midday model run later today. We'll see how things go. But for right now, the threat of any kind of crop-damaging cold seems to be greatly reduced. The only place in the country where frost and freezes will occur and be a possible threat to winter wheat development will be in the High Plains region from portions of Colorado into Nebraska, where low temperatures early next week, Monday and especially Tuesday morning, will likely run in the upper 20s and 30s. But for the heart of the Midwest, it'll be much more difficult to get temperatures even close to the frost level based on the latest model data. Because there's less cold air in the forecast, there's also less rain. As you recall from yesterday, we thought maybe with the cold air coming into the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt, there would be a higher potential for severe weather to evolve, with the potential for locally heavy thunderstorm activity, producing hail and damaging wind, maybe even some tornadoes. But today's forecast would greatly minimize that as a potential because there is no longer that cold source and the air stays relatively warm ahead and behind of the frontal boundary that's likely to pass through the region. Now, we'll still see some rain. In fact, a couple of waves of rain will be moving through the Midwest as we move forward through this coming week. The first round of precipitation will likely begin later today in the western Corn Belt and portions of the plains. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will work their way across the western Corn Belt and be pretty much out of the area by the time we get to Friday mid-morning. The only place where rain will still be falling at dawn tomorrow will probably be Missouri. On the east side of the Mississippi River, we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms evolve as we go through the night tonight and become more significant during the day tomorrow. Likely, the precipitation will end up impacting a large portion of the eastern Midwest, but moisture totals from both east and west will probably not be very much more than a half inch, with a few exceptions where local totals could get upwards to an inch, perhaps, but we're not expecting that to occur very often. And like I said, the risk of severe weather is greatly reduced. Not that there was a tremendous amount of that potential for this period of time. The next little disturbance expected to move across the Midwest will be just that, a very little disturbance. It will likely produce a few showers and a couple of thunderstorms as we go from Saturday into Sunday morning. The precipitation will be focused mostly on the eastern Midwest, and moisture totals to a quarter of an inch will be most likely, with a few greater amounts. And then the larger storm system that was supposed to begin impacting the Midwest as we go from late Sunday night into Tuesday of next week is still on the charts as a weaker event, and we'll likely see showers and thunderstorms increase in the western Corn Belt and Great Plains as we go from Sunday into Monday. And the precipitation totals right now look like they'll be mostly under a half inch, with a few exceptions. A couple of strong thunderstorms are still possible in Kansas and Missouri and a couple of other random locations. The system will move into the eastern Midwest as we move into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week and become more focused on the southeastern states and portions of the Delta where the greatest precipitation is expected. The eastern Midwest probably won't see more than a half inch of moisture, with many areas a quarter of an inch or less. Greater amounts of precipitation will be further to the south. Temperatures are expected to stay warmer than normal now, with the forecast temperatures expected to be turning quite a bit warmer in the plains and western Corn Belt over the next two or three days. Highs will be getting in the upper 70s and 80s across that region. We'll likely see the warmth get into the eastern Midwest as well as we get into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.